USA News, I'm Skip Kelly. Israel escalated its airstrikes in the southern Gaza Strip on Saturday, directing more neighborhoods to evacuate as the death toll increased. The United States and other nations urged Israel to take greater measures to protect civilians following the collapse of the truce. Israeli officials cited a terrorist attack in Jerusalem as a reason for the renewed conflict. The prospect of additional ceasefires seems unlikely, with Israel recalling negotiators and Hamas indicating any future hostage swaps would be contingent upon ending the war. The health ministry in Hamas-run Gaza reported about 200 Palestinian casualties since hostilities resumed on Friday, prompting calls for increased protection of civilians from the U.S. and others. Oscar-winning actress Susan Sarandon apologizing for her anti-Semitic rant at a pro-Palestinian rally in New York City after her Hollywood talent agency dropped her.
Sarandon saying her remarks were a terrible mistake. Back on November 17th, she tells the crowd in Union Square that Jews are getting a taste of what it is like to be Muslim in this country, so often subjected to violence. But on Instagram, Sarandon now writing, "This phrasing was a terrible mistake, as it implies that until recently, Jews have been strangers to persecution, when the opposite is true."
Laura Winters reporting. Dallas Mavericks owner Mark Cuban is definitively stating that he will not be running for president. In an interview with NBC News, Cuban declared that he has no plans to run in 2024. Speculation about a presidential run had arisen earlier this week when he announced the sale of a majority stake in the Mavericks and his decision not to return to the ABC show Shark Tank after the next season. On Thursday, the Philadelphia City Council approved a bill prohibiting the use of ski masks in parks, schools, public transit, or other city-owned buildings. Advocates argue that this measure will aid law enforcement in solving crimes, but civil rights advocates fear it could unfairly criminalize people of color. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure-ground burgers are made from single cuts of real, aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive Burger Perfection Flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
Senator John Fetterman, a Democrat from Pennsylvania, asserted to ABC's The View that Democratic New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez should be expelled from the U.S. Senate. Fetterman drew parallels to the recent expulsion of Representative George Santos from the House of Representatives.
Santos' lies were almost, funny. And, he landed on the moon and that kind of stuff. Whereas I think Menendez is really a senator for Egypt, not New Jersey.
Fetterman says Menendez, who faces federal charges related to a bribery scheme, should face similar consequences if Santos deserved expulsion from Congress. Wedding bells will ring for ABC's The Golden Bachelor.
Jerry Turner, known as The Golden Bachelor, has not only chosen his lady, Teresa Nist, but they've also revealed plans to marry next month. The announcement was made during the After the Final Rose special, and the couple's wedding will be featured on an ABC wedding special on January 4th. Host Jesse Palmer shared that the show would be sending the couple to Italy. Turner expressed a desire to tie the knot quickly, stating, "We're going to do it as quickly as we can, because at our age, we don't have a lot of time to waste." I'm John Schaefer.
More people died from suicide in the United States last year than any other year on record, according to data from the CDC. Over 49,000 lives were lost due to intentional self-harm in 2022, more than 14 deaths for every 100,000 people. Men were about four times more likely than women to die by suicide, but the suicide rate increased twice as much for women in 2022. I'm Skip Kelly, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.